Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded at 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve, December 24, 2018, for the Nativity of our Lord. The liturgy this evening tells the story of the manger in lessons, responsive readings, and prayers. At the service's high point, we celebrate the gift of Emmanuel, God with us, received through Holy Communion. Presiding is Pastor Jen Collins.
Thank you. beloved in Christ, we are gathered together this night to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, to reflect upon the mystery of that incarnation by which we are redeemed, and to receive with joy the message of our salvation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born of a human mother. Grant that we may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son,
and they shall name him Emmanuel.
Which means God with us.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you chose Mary to be the mother of your Son, making known your gracious regard for the poor and lowly. Grant us grace to receive your word in humility, and so to be made one with your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse,
and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him,
the spirit of wisdom and understanding,
the spirit of counsel and might,
the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, who from the human family of your servant David raised up Joseph to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and the partner of his mother Mary, give us grace to imitate his uprightness of life and his obedience to your commands. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Arise, shine, for your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
For darkness shall cover the earth,
and the darkness the peoples.
But the Lord will arise upon you,
and his glory will appear over you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
"Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings.
Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings.
Lift it up, do not fear.
Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God." Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made yourself known in your Son, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. We pray that his birth as a human child will set us free from the bondage of our sin. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor to our children and to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Be with us this night, revealing to us signs of your saving grace and love through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
sin and error pining, till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, men ever, ever praise.
According to one research company, 6 billion text messages are sent every day in the United States, not including app-to-app messaging. That equates to over 2.2 trillion messages a year. Globally, 8.6 trillion text messages are sent each year. Digital marketing experts estimate that most Americans are exposed to around 4,000 to 10,000 ads each day. We live in a time in history when we are bombarded by so many messages. This past week, I was reflecting on how much life has changed for me since last Christmas. I would suppose that if you took stock of things too, you might discover that the same is true for you also. But I also started thinking about some of the most important messages that I've received this year. And they came from all kinds of messengers at all different points in time through many different experiences. One of the messages that stuck with me came from a dear friend who would regularly remind me to be human. Although he may not have intended for me to hear it that way, that invitation to be human always seemed to remind me to be more like Jesus, to live in my skin, to be incarnational, to feel what I was feeling, to be myself and to be okay with that, to do human things like rest and eat and laugh and cry. That wisdom to be human became an echo of grace. And that word sunk in deeply, and it helped me process the most beautiful moments of the year. It sunk in deeply and was with me in the midst of grief and sorrow. And now at Christmas, the message seems to reverberate as one of the most central messages of this particular night. We will hear in John's Gospel in just a little while the reminder that God's Word became flesh, became human, and dwelled among us. God, too, was human. And in God's humanity, Jesus experienced rest and heartache and overwhelm and the peace of being surrounded by his friends and life and death and life beyond death. Our humanity meets his tonight, and in turn our humanity meets God's divinity. Through Christ, we experience resurrection, new life. Through Christ, where once things may have seemed hopeless, we can dare to hope. And where we feel unlovable, through Christ, we can remember that we're beloved. Another messenger this year was a friend who departed from our life together toward the end of summer. Many times before he left, he would say to me, "Don't fill the void, Jenny. Don't fill the void. Feel it. Let Christ fill it." In the overwhelming grief of his departure, this friend shared with me the message of Christmas, that God comes to fill the void. The void, or the emptiness that is just caused by being alive. Sometimes it's more pronounced than others, isn't it? Try as we may to fill it with food or drink or substance or stuff or even with other people, we cannot fill the void. But tonight we remember the good news that God comes in Jesus Christ to fill the void. On nights like tonight, through the beauty of song and the small taste of bread and wine, and the glow of candlelight, and the story of our faith reminds us that the void is filled in ways that we can see and touch and taste and feel and hear. Our hopes and fears of all the years are met in Jesus. That child in the manger filled the promise of that prophet Isaiah. The angels in the sky singing glory, bearing the message of peace and joy, filled those shepherds with awe and wonder. The shepherds bear the message of hope to Mary and Joseph, I am sure bringing them profound relief in the midst of their uncertainty about this child. Born to them in the most unusual of circumstances. This Christmas, I would invite you to ponder the messages and the messengers that have brought the gospel to life for you. In the midst of all of the noise and distraction, in the midst of all of your joy or sorrow, who brings Christ into your life? How does God break through to get you the news that you are redeemed and loved and treasured and free and full and whole and healed and alive? Where is there life and light? The prophet Isaiah declares, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." May you experience that great light through Christ Jesus, who is born again to you this night, but also every night and every day. May the message be loud and clear that love circles around you through Christ all of the time. That life is surely most possible, even in the face of death, through Christ. That the peace the angels declared is yours now in Christ. And may that peace of God, which surpasses all reason, all understanding, surround you as you leave this place. And may it be your message, too. On this night, as heaven and earth rejoice, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. Gracious God, you come from heaven above into the midst of our world. Fill our hearts with the joy of the angels at your birth. Lord, in your mercy. You come from heaven above into the midst of creation. Grant wisdom and courage for all leaders of all nations, that we might cultivate peace on earth and goodwill for all people. Lord, in your mercy. You come from heaven above to the lowliest of human conditions. Watch over those in need, the sick, the hungry, the lonely, the grieving, and those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, you come from heaven above to walk the way of the cross. Guide us to follow your path of forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord, in your mercy. You come from heaven above to become flesh and live among us. Like those who have died in your love, may our lives bring forth praise for you until we see you face to face in your glory, full of grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another.
Be better, Joel, if I was in this one. Just better.
Let us pray. God, with us, the world in which we live is filled with despair, loneliness, and darkness. We bring these gifts that they might help to create a new and different world. May they nurture what has already begun and be brought to completion at the day of your return. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent your prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and the despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom of hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table where Christ meets you. Eat, rejoice, and be glad. You may be seated. This is Christ's table. All who wish to commune are welcome. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in his grace. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us, now and forever. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who receive him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day, wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We stand together and sing. Be to God.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening and God's blessing be with you.